Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Coffee with Kazen number 41, and I'm here to let you know class registration for September 2022 is now open. Spots are limited. Do not waste your time. Go ahead and secure your spot if you're ready to improve your real English with real people. But let's get into this live stream. I guess I should click go live first so the people can show up for the live stream. You feel me? I'm an English teacher, so please give advice to my students who struggle to think in English. I actually said this, I believe, in the last live stream, but I'll say it again. I think the best way to improve your ability to speak and think in English is to write more in English and then speak more in English, because writing is the same thing as thinking. Like, you have to think before you can write words on a paper or type them on your computer. So when you're writing, you're training your brain to like produce thoughts in English. So really, you know, this is not the best answer in terms of the way it sounds, but this will work. I can guarantee it. It's as simple as practicing the four areas of language. You need to read a lot in English because that will help you get exposed to a lot of vocabulary that you just won't learn in school. The second thing is listening to people read the text in English so you can hear how the words are supposed to sound, how they're supposed to be pronounced. Because, you know, we write words in one way and we pronounce them a different way. The pronunciation rules are so inconsistent. So by listening to people read and reading what they are reading, hopefully you get the idea, you can slowly improve your pronunciation and learn a lot of vocabulary that way. So that's reading. Writing every single day is extremely important. Because again, you're just training your brain to start producing thoughts in English. You see what I'm saying? So every morning you can write in your journal about your dreams, how you feel this morning, your plans for the day, your plans for the month, what you're struggling with right now. It could be anything, but do it every single morning when you start your day. And it just becomes a habit. Every day you start thinking in English. Every day. Then at the end of the day, do the same thing and just write about the past. Now you're practicing past tense and remembering things and telling stories in English. And the cool thing about writing is there's nobody there waiting for you to finish. Like, you can take 5 hours to write this essay if you want. There's nobody rushing you, like in a conversation where I'm waiting for you to say something. You see what I'm saying? So that's the benefit of writing. Listening, for obvious reasons, is really important because you train your brain to comprehend the English. You're always taking in English, and then speaking is the last part where you take all that information and you try to use it in real life. It's just a question of doing it every single day for an extended period of time. Months or years. It's not days. It's not fluent in 90 days. It's bullshit. It's just every single day. Very simple activities that will give you very big and powerful results. It's simple stuff. I think what most people struggle with is like doing it consistently and doing it for a long period of time. It's very rare that you meet somebody that has seriously been practicing English every single day for more than 6 months or for more than a year. It's rare that I meet somebody like that, which is why it's rare that I meet somebody who has managed to learn English by themselves with no help, just because most people don't practice every day. You know, everybody's watching videos and stuff like that. You understand the concepts, but you never use the language. And then you're frustrated because you can't use the language because you never try, you know? So that was a really long answer. But I think if you do those four things consistently, you will easily and naturally start to think in English. So I could say a lot, but hopefully that helps your students. All right. Is it correct to say am disappointed at you or disappointed in you? We are disappointed in people. We don't feel disappointed at people. It sounds weird. Even though it's like if you say it, everyone will understand what you're trying to say. It just sounds weird. But naturally, we say disappointed in people. I'm very disappointed in you. Right. And if you're disappointed in somebody, typically what that means is they let you down. To let someone down means to disappoint them. You don't meet their expectation or you don't do what you say you or excuse me, you don't do what you said you were going to do. This person had an expectation of you and what you were going to be or what you were going to do, and you ended up not being or doing that thing, so you let them down. They had high hopes, and you shot them down like an airplane in the sky, you know? Not the best example, but hopefully you get the idea. How to use it if no one speaks English? Oh, you're saying how to use English if nobody speaks it? Well, you got a couple options. If nobody in your city or your family or your country around you is learning or speaking English, you don't have any English-speaking friends, you can do a couple of things. One, you can practice by yourself. You can do that. You can open like a random word generator and just use the random words as inspiration and start talking about them, right? So if I say the word basketball and you hear that word, just start talking about basketball, and you're quickly going to see that you don't know how to talk about basketball. You can in your native language, at least the basics of it. So then start trying to do that in English. And then when you hit a wall and you don't know what to say, go find out, how do I say this in English? And it's not the, you know, it's not the ideal way to learn and improve. But if you're really alone and you have no one, that's a simple way that you can practice, you know. But I would also recommend download like a language exchange app and find somebody to exchange languages with. The problem with this option is that there's plenty of apps that you can use for free. HelloTalk, Tandem, Lingbee, Omegle, Discord. There are a bunch of different places to find people to talk to for free. Plenty of them. The issue that I find over, or that I found over the last 5 or 6 years, is finding somebody is not the issue. It's staying engaged with that person. Most people either don't know how to make conversation, or they're too lazy to make an effort in conversation, or they don't respond to your messages, or they disappear after a week or two. It's like finding a consistent partner that's serious about practicing, learning, and improving. That's the hard part. So you can find people, but I think the challenge is like finding quality people to practice with. You know what I mean? In my experience, that's the hardest part. I'm experiencing that right now, actually, trying to find people to practice my Spanish and Portuguese with, because like I just said a second ago, I haven't been practicing consistently and I want to. But even just finding somebody, sending message after message, just trying to find a good partner, you know, because I refuse to waste my time with like lazy partners. It's a waste of time. So anyway, to answer your question, I would say try that first. The language exchange app, they're free, or you can pay a private teacher if that's an option for you, or join like an online community, like the Life in English community. Check that out. But yeah, I would say those are your options. You can start there, but just remember, it might take a while to find somebody that's like a good partner. It's a real challenge in my experience. So do you have like a mix of accent, or your accent is just set in one place? That's a good question. Elder, Emmanuel, that's a good question, bro. My accent is, I think, like a typical California accent, a Southern California accent. But at the same time, I've been in Atlanta for so long that like sometimes I say things that are only said in the South, and I say them in a way that we only speak in the South. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a mixture of San Diego and Atlanta, the West and the South. But it's really more like the West, because I learned how to speak when I was living in California. So that way of speaking is the most natural to me. Like the way I'm speaking right now is pretty much how I speak in most cases, except with natives, I probably speak a little bit faster and I won't speak as clearly. But other than that, this is pretty much how I talk. And a lot of people from California, not all people from California, but a lot of them sound like me in terms of the accent. So, yeah, the thing is, I've kind of lived in a bunch of places, so it's not just set in one place. How can I improve my English speaking? Give me some advice. The only advice I have for you, Gabby, is to speak every single day with real people. Like, that's it. I don't have a better answer than that. I know it sounds super simple. Maybe it's not the best. It's not what you wanted to hear. It's not what anybody wants to hear. But the way you learn how to do something, most of the time, is by doing it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's like when you learned how to drive a car, you just learned by doing it, right? You might watch a video or hear somebody talk about it, but eventually you have to get in the car and fucking drive it. Maybe you crash, maybe you don't, but you won't know until you try to drive the car. And the more you drive the car, eventually you're sitting, you don't even use your hands when driving sometimes. You might be fucking texting and driving, it's so easy. But you started by getting in the car, turning it on, and just going. That's how you learn new skills. Or brushing your teeth. You have to grab the toothbrush, put some toothpaste on it, and put it in your fucking mouth and brush the teeth. That's the only way you're going to learn how to do it. So if you want to improve your speaking skills, you have to practice speaking. You can't be afraid to make mistakes, to say things that sound weird, to not make sense. Like, these are normal things that happen when trying to learn a foreign language. You just have to find a human being with whom you can do that on a regular basis. It's super simple. It's super, super simple. Keep it simple. That's my biggest recommendation. Like, and just use logic. Just ask yourself how you learned everything you know how to do. 9 times out of 10, you learned by doing it. Even if you took classes and read books and heard explanations, eventually you did it. And then you understood the theory. You understood it because you put the theory into practice, you know? So, I mean, I could talk for the next hour about that subject and give you a bunch of examples, but I would just be saying the same thing again and again. If you want to learn how to speak, you have to do exactly what I'm doing right now. Just speak. Improvised. I wasn't planning to say this. I just saw your question and now I'm talking. The only reason I'm able to do that is because for the last 27 years, every day I hear, process, and then speak in English. So you got to do the same thing, you know? How can my thoughts be spoken fluently? Like I just said, you just got to practice. If your speaking skills are not great, then you just need to practice speaking. There are many ways you can do that, but at the end of the day, it's speaking. But the key to improving, I think, is not just speaking every day, but getting feedback. That's why I said you need a teacher or a partner or something like that. Somebody that can tell you how you sound, what impression you give, what can be improved or done differently. And you should get feedback from more than one person, by the way, because everyone's opinion is different. And I might think you sound aggressive and rude, and somebody else maybe thinks you're funny. But you need the feedback before you can know. You see what I'm saying? So it's important to have someone or something that can give you feedback when you're practicing. Because you could be practicing every day, but if you're practicing the wrong things or doing it in the wrong way, then you just make a habit of doing it the wrong way. And that's not good either. So you need the feedback system, you know? Is it good when learning new words, translate it to our native language and remember? Yes and no. I think translating is important. It's very helpful. But not always. It just depends on the person, man, and like how often you use it. Like, to give you an idea, I've been speaking Portuguese for like 4 or 5 years now, but there's still times when I hear something or I can't remember how to say something, I just open Google Translate and I translate it. It's no big deal. But sometimes, most of the time, I try to understand the meaning of the word based on the context of the situation. Then I just ask myself, what would I say in my native language in the same situation? And even if I don't know for sure, I attach the idea in both languages to each other. So I'm focusing on the idea of what's being said and not the exact meaning every time. And that's why there are a lot of things I know how to say perfectly in Spanish or Portuguese, even if I can't explain what exactly they mean. It's just because I understand the idea and I know how to use it the way a native would, even if I don't know exactly what it means. So that's the benefit of not translating all the time and just focusing on context and the idea of what's being communicated. That's why I'm always saying, improve your communication skills, improve your listening skills. Because if you're truly listening and paying attention, you can get a better idea of what people are really trying to say, even if you don't understand every word. Hopefully that makes sense. This is just how I think about language. You know what I mean? So translating can be helpful, but if you don't have to do it, then I would say don't do it, you know? How can I improve my accent, and which accent do you recommend? Well, I don't recommend any particular accent. I think it's just a question of preference, I guess. But I want to give you a better answer than that. I would say it depends a lot on your objectives, because you might pick a particular accent or dialect of English without knowing that a lot of people will think of you as ignorant if you speak that way. For example, maybe you listen to a lot of hip hop music and you hear people using slang and saying nigga and all that shit, you know, I'm talking about shouty, you feel me? You hear people talking like that and you think it's cool, so you want to talk like that. But you don't know culturally that if you talk like that at work, people are going to look at you. Some people might look at you like you're ignorant or uneducated, or you a street nigga or something like that. And they have these preconceived notions about you just because of the way you speak. So I think it's important to understand how you come across when you speak a certain way, and then ask yourself, how would I like to come across when I speak? And then identify which accent or dialect you should choose based on that. That's what I would recommend in terms of which one. How to improve it? I mean, what works for me is something called the shadowing technique. Maybe you guys have never heard of that, but the shadowing technique is basically when you pick an audio clip or a video clip, typically one that's pretty short, 1 to 5 minutes, and you just listen and try to repeat everything that you hear. You try to imitate the sound exactly, the cadence exactly, just again and again and again and again, so that you can train yourself to speak like this particular person. That's shadowing, kind of like your shadow follows you wherever you go. You are following that person. You are shadowing that person and their way of speaking. That's the idea. That's very effective, you know. I mean, so the basic answer is practice. You know what I mean? Speak with people who speak the way you would like to speak. If you want to sound like somebody from London, England, why are you talking to somebody from LA or New Zealand or Australia? We don't speak like people from London. So you need to find people from London and talk to them all the time. You see what I'm saying? That's what I would recommend. Like, when I was learning Portuguese, most of my friends were from São Paulo. So I talk like people from that city. You know what I'm saying? I understand most people, pretty much most people from Brazil, but like, I talk like one specific kind because I spent most of my time talking to them. So I would say give that a try and see if it works for you. Lifeinenglish.net, is there any payment to become a member, or is it free? Although I understand this question, and yes, I mean, the membership, you do have to pay for it, but I think a better question to ask people who teach anything online, if it's English, programming, anything, a better question is, how is it going to help me? Like, you have to accept the fact that people work hard to create courses and podcasts and videos and schools and classes and all these things. Like, and when you ask somebody, can I have all that for free? You're basically just telling them, I don't value what you do. Give me all that work and effort for free because I want it, Now, I'm not offended. I'm not mad, angry, or upset. I understand the question. I'm just speaking to anybody who wants to listen to what I have to say. I think what's more beneficial for everyone is asking, how is this going to help me improve? You got to accept the fact that if you want to educate yourself or learn a new skill or improve in some kind of way, maybe you will have to invest some money so that the person who's helping you can pay their bills and eat food and continue to help you and other people. Like, this just, you're not going to go into a restaurant and say, hey, can I have some food for free? You don't go to the movie theater and say, hey, can I watch the movie for free? Right? I don't know. It's just people ask me that all the time because people only care about the price. The price is not important. The result is important. And if somebody who's selling you a solution can't tell you how the solution is going to solve your problem, then it doesn't matter what the price is. You shouldn't pay for it, you know? But the price shouldn't be what you focus on. It should be, how is this going to help me? Because you can learn English in a thousand ways. Really, I'm exaggerating, but you get the point. There's many ways to do it. It's just about finding the one that's best for you. So that's just a recommendation to anybody trying to learn online. Like, support the people that are taking the time to, like, teach you something so you can live a better life. The same way you would pay for any other product or service. You know what I'm saying? It just rubs people the wrong way when you're constantly asking them to work for you for free. That leaves a very bad impression on people. You know what I mean? Just some advice. You can take it or leave it. A bunch of stuff just came in. So I don't see too many questions. I see a bunch of comments. So what I will say is, shout out to everybody listening from Ethiopia to Brazil to Beirut to Angola, wherever you're watching from. Thank you so much for being here for the live stream. I got to go now, but I typically try to be on TikTok doing a live stream or posting videos at least once a week so you guys can hear from me, get your questions answered, and all that stuff. So I will end by saying, do not forget, private class registration is now open for September 2022. Just click the link in my bio for more information. Or if you want to learn with a community, a group of friends, other English learners, and myself, you can go to my website, lifeinenglish.net, and join the Life in English community. You can learn with my podcast and with me and some of my friends. So those are some good options for you guys to improve if you want. But if you just want your questions answered, I think the best place to leave them is probably in the comment section of my newest videos, because after a while, there's just so many comments, I don't read every single one, but I typically check the ones on the newest video. So you can leave your questions there. All right, but man, y'all have a great, what's today, Tuesday? I don't even know what day it is. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.